Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We have lots of conversations around here during the holidays, and I've done some charity turns. I've done some concerts this month, obviously tons and tons of Ravens football as well, even a little bit of baseball during the lockout. But my favorite segments here are the ones that come with a scooper from Wise. We talk about these Wise conversations and things going on in the holidays. I am blessed not just to have this cool partnership around the holidays where, like, I use my reward points and, like, save some dough on some ham or some turkey, but I'm connected enough, and I'm going to get on Rob Santoni about this, and maybe by the time this airs, I will have found the Wise premium eggnog ice cream. But for right now, as a prop, I have the remnants of my Tasty Cake peanut butter candy cake ice cream, which means that Alyssa Marsh must be here. She is the media market manager for Wise Markets. Her last name is Marsh, and I did that pretty well because I can say things fast, but I'm not much of a rapper. Alyssa is a returning champion here, but not the T-Berry ice cream person, right? You're not T-Berry, right?
No, I don't care for that as well.
Yeah, I drove through South Central Pennsylvania the other day, and I'm trying to get into the spirit of things and holiday items and fruitcake. And, you know, I've been doing all that, but until I get premium eggnog ice cream, I'm going to be weeping. So I'm talking to Rob Santoni about this, but I got a story to tell you because you're coming to Baltimore. You live up in Pennsylvania for the holidays. We're getting all this holiday spirit. And this is the weird thing. Like, how close to Hershey do you live?
Probably 45 minutes.
Oh, so not that close. Maybe, like, we're about an hour and a half. Hershey, to me, I spent, when my son was a child, and I covered hockey back in the 80s and 90s, so obviously the Hershey Bears and whatnot, we would spend one of these Saturdays up in Pennsylvania doing Lighted Garden, riding a carousel, eating the chocolate, lots of chocolate, you know, doing the whole thing. And it's funny that people come to Baltimore because I know you're coming to Baltimore, and I want to talk about holiday gift giving and holiday things and whys. But, like, my city, and we do Baltimore Positive, you kind of hit me off the air. You're like, I'm coming to Baltimore for the holidays. And I'm like, I've been coming to Pennsylvania for the holidays all these years. People go to Lancaster. I drove out near Philly. There was an amazing light garden near Pottsville, just to the east of there. So I love me a holiday thing, but you're actually coming here.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited to come there. We're coming for the holidays and my husband has a birthday at the same time. So it's the best of both worlds. I've been looking at lots of stuff to do and you've been very helpful with explaining what all is nearby. So I'm excited for that.
No. You've helped me. Like you said to me, I heard about the German Christmas village and I'm like, it's right outside my door. They've done it before and it's been okay. Not as warmly received, but you're telling me about things in Baltimore that I'm like, I better get that person on the show and like talk about it before I walk over. And then I went over the weekend. The weather was mild. I mean, you know, we've had a little bit of ups and downs with weather as we always have this time of year, but I have rarely seen, I mean, it's literally, if you're watching the Zoom, it's right literally where my hands are. And the harbor came to life. And I think it's because people like you are deciding to come here and say, hey, I'm going to hang out in Baltimore for a weekend and make a night of it and get dinner. And that, like, that warms the Baltimore Positive in my heart, Alyssa Marsh.
That's good. Yes, I've been doing lots of research and, of course, have lots of friends down there as well. So they've taught me about all the museums you have to love and to like. And, of course, the aquarium. I was there when I was young. I want to go back and visit that.
You're still young.
Yes, I'm still young. I'll take that as a compliment. But I like the Museum of Art. I was there before. My husband's more of an industrial person, so I thought about visiting like the B&O Railroad Museum or the Baltimore Museum of Industry.
By the way, two for two on that. Both of those places, fantastic. The B&O is even really good for kids. So is industry. But if your hobby's into like the industry thing, this is going to be a unique kind of museum that's almost Smithsonian in the kind of things it has because they're familiar enough to be recent that like your grandmother may have cooked with one of those things or used one of those printing presses. Your grandfather, they did a big thing last year about Bethlehem Steel, which is where my father worked in the steel mills and how much of the background of Baltimore and industry and our port, you know, has played such a huge role in the growth of Baltimore. So I hope you have a grand, fantastic Baltimore non-wiry experience. Is that good?
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. A break from work for a little bit. It's around the holiday time, so it'll be a great experience.
Yeah, we don't have the Hershey Bears playing hockey here anymore. Unfortunately, we don't have a hockey team. Alyssa Marsh is here. She's the media marketing manager for Wise Markets, and she's here to talk about holiday stuff. So look, I would have busted out the eggnog ice cream, but I don't have any because there's a shortage, and I need to like look into it. But I do have the peanut butter candy cake ice cream here. I'm gaining weight again. I mean, it's like the crab cake tour back in August. I'm eating too much. I lost myself in some pumpkin roll. I actually, the pineapple upside down cake that y'all make, I eyeballed that at the Hollabird store the other day, and I went all in. I went in on some apple pie and vanilla bean ice cream, which I had, but I didn't feel like that was seasonal. But these seasonal items and opportunities and things that happen in stores, people need gifts. They need last minute things. They're in the store. I mean, you have all sorts of things that I don't think, when I think of Wise, I think I can eat it. Usually ice cream, right? But there are a lot of other things that Wise offers this time of year when you're in. You can pick up and do a little shopping while you're in there, right?
Yep, exactly. We have gifts for all ages, all kids. We have Christmas gifts for any age there. So we have the board games, we have the toys, but then we also have our amazing floral department. So gifts for your mom, your grandma, anybody on your list. It's definitely a one-stop shop when you go into Wise Markets. You can get your groceries and then you can stop by the floral department, get some fresh cut or potted flowers, candles. We even have decorations for your house to make it truly look very festive for the holidays. And then even decorations, like I was just in to the Wise over the weekend and I found these cute little ornaments for on my tree. Last year, I was able to get these cute dog figurine ornaments.
Oh, you got ornaments?
I have three dogs. Yes.
I mean, Wise has ornaments. Really?
Yes. Yeah, they do.
I got to root around a little bit more. So I think you were on the show last week, Don Moeller, the store nearest his place is in Catonsville. It's in Maiden Choice Lane. And honestly, it's the closest store to my home. So when I buy ice cream, and it's a little bit of a smaller store, so, you know, things are just a little scaled down. But Rob's store is like 15 minutes away, and the ice cream will melt, like literally, right? So I have to buy ice cream close to home. So I'm in when I got the pumpkin ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking out of the store, and literally as I'm walking out of the store, I'm already paid, I've already rounded up, I've already done my reward, all that stuff. I'm walking out. I'm actually bundling up because it's a little chilly, put my earmuffs on, whatnot. I looked up, and there was a whole section of Catonsville Comets shirts and hats, and I'm like, Wise has like local stuff. I wonder if Rob has Parkville and Perry Hall stuff. He probably does, right?
Probably. It does vary by store, but you'll have to check. There's lots of, people didn't know we sold like sports clothes for local high schools and things like that.
Maybe I could get a Dundalk hat in the Dundalk store. We lost the state championship last week. I'm still, and worse than that, I was ish talking the mayor and the mayor went to Mervo and he's like, you think I'm crazy about Dundalk singing the fight song. He's Mr. Mervo. So I didn't really make a bet with him. And then like it kind of happened that our teams wound up in there and we didn't communicate and we were winning 13-0 at halftime. So I took it upon myself to smack talk a little bit out on Twitter, which is more his thing than mine. And then they came back and scored 22 unanswered points. We lost 22-13 the state championship. And I'm licking my peanut butter ice cream right now. And I owe him something. When he sees me, I'm never going to live it down. He wants me to wear like his high school Letterman's jacket. I'm like, dude, I'm not wearing any Mervo jacket. I'm wearing my Dundalk. But it's been a rough week for me, so I need some ice cream. I need a little holiday. I need a little melt, getting into this. So my wife the other day, we're fixing the radio station up a little bit, and we're out in the woods. So, spider's webs, just sort of wintry stuff and stuff around the around household goods, just stuff to clean with, as an example, right? She says to me, where should I go? And I'm like, go to Wise. And she's like, I need a shovel, dude. And I'm like, they might have it. Yeah. I was like, I bet if it snows, they have them. I was just thinking out loud. So when this holiday gift thing came in and you start talking about like Christmas ornaments and different things, I mean, I thought to my wife, I'm like, I bet 5 out of the 6 things you're looking for, you can probably find it Wise. In the cleaning aisle, whatever. We're just doing a little winter cleaning, getting the place spruced up a little bit. We use it for storage. We're moving, obviously, right? So I'm kind of shocked, and I'm going to give her a hard time, especially when I'm going through a bigger Wise, like the one up at Towson's, a bigger store. When I go through, they'll be like, get that household good, household good. And now you're going to have me looking at Christmas ornaments.
Yes, exactly. I think a lot of people, when they go into a grocery store, they have their list in front of them. So they're kind of like focused. Where can they find these items? They get their items and get out, which is fine because a lot of us are in a hurry. I know I'm guilty of doing that too. But if you actually take a second and stop and look around, there's a lot more that our stores have to offer that you wouldn't even realize. Like a couple things I talked about, the ornaments, the decorations. I was in over the weekend and the store closest to me had an advent calendar for your dogs. You can't tell I'm a huge animal lover, but I was like, really, this exists? Advent calendars for dogs, but we had one there on the shelf. So they really have something for your whole family, your pets, your kids, and everyone on your list.
I did a big Giving Tuesday thing last week for Barks. I'm going to be doing a crab cake tour stop for my friends at Be More Humane. They don't know it yet. Shh, don't tell them. I got my kitty, both our kitties we got from Be More Humane. Alyssa Marsh is here. She's the media marketing manager. It gives me an opportunity. You know, I haven't gone to the Peanut Butter in a couple of weeks. It's kind of, I'm low on it. It's kind of getting a little like close to the edge. And this is a delicious flavor. The peanut butter candy. I mean, like as it melts, it really takes on the flavor of like my favorite dessert when I was a kid, which are peanut butter candy cakes. So this is delicious. Alyssa's getting us ready for the holidays, getting us ready. Last month we had the whole turkey shortage thing and I got into it. Dennis and I'm like, Dennis, there's going to be turkeys. You're wise markets. You're going to have turkeys. Get your turkeys early. You never know. So we kind of didn't get it early because it takes up a lot of space, kind of like ice cream does, like in the freezer and the fridge stuff. Holiday shopping ahead of time. I don't think that, you know, I'm getting my head around the sauerkraut and the kielbasa and the things that I like because it feels like Thanksgiving's rearview mirror to me. I'm getting ready for my holiday like eating as well. So watch out for me in the pastry aisle. Seriously, tis the time of season for me to eat.
Yes, no, I agree with you. Shop early. And Christmas rewards is starting too and is now in effect. So you had our Thanksgiving turkey as part of our program. We'll have our Christmas rewards program going strong too, where you can get your free ham or discounted items on other things like lasagnas, tofurkeys, whatever you're into with that. So I think that's really important too, is that we have a rewards program that gives back to our customers that are loyal to shopping with us.
You making me lasagna for Christmas, huh? I grew up with a lot of Polish people eating the kielbasa and sauerkraut, but I grew up with a lot of Italian people like crushing some serious pasta around the holidays. I'm good for all of that. I don't have a big family, so I'm sort of adopted in. I'm that guy like, you know, Bob that they invite to the dinner. Like that's me, and I show up and I just eat. My friends at Wise Markets know that. That's why they appreciate us and our Wise conversations. Rob Santoni and I are going to check in soon on all things local. It's a pleasure to always visit with Alyssa. And when Hannah comes, we eat more ice cream. So I hope by the time Hannah gets here to talk about like eating in the holidays a little bit, that I got some proper eggnog around here. Is there an eggnog shortage up in Pennsylvania, Alyssa? I need to know.
Not that I've heard of. I'll have to look into that though.
All right. Well, the thing with eggnog is if you don't do it now, they take it away. You can't find eggnog, right? I mean, I'm having a hard time finding it. It's December right now because there's a shortage and everybody knows how good it is. But please, someone send me some eggnog premium ice cream from Wise when you find it. I saw it once. I didn't pick it up. And now I'm short, but skinnier for it, I think. Alyssa, always a pleasure to visit with you. Have a great, safe, awesome, eye-opening, fun visit in Baltimore. And by all means, if you text me, I'll make sure you eat somewhere well. Sounds like you guys are coming here. You got it all planned out. But I love that. What made you come to Baltimore? Can I ask you?
There's just so much to do there. And, you know, we're from central Pennsylvania, so it's very laid back here. And I think it's more festive to go to a city for the holidays because of the amount of things to do.
Well, I had the lights up. Did you see my boat? Are we Facebook friends? If we're not Facebook friends, hold on now. Hold on. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to go right to my Facebook page, and I'm going to show you the pictures that I took in the harbor the other night because it was a lighted boat parade. I put a Flyers Christmas tree up, too. I said it was the ugliest tree I'd ever seen in my life because it was, because I'm not a Flyers fan because I'm not from Philadelphia. See, this was Santa just hanging out, like, in the water on the boats.
That's so pretty. Like, Baltimore's a pretty city.
So when you come down and do the event this week, I took this picture off of a pier. It's right in front of the Christmas Village. Don't be afraid of the pier. Nobody's pushing you off the pier. You're safe in Baltimore, I swear. I tell everybody that. This is right in front of my house. So come on down, enjoy. It won't be the lighted boat parade, but people come out. Get on the pirate ship. Get on the pirate cruise ship and cruise the water on a cold, wintry night. The pirates are great. We come down there and they squirt cannons at us and stuff on the side. You know about the pirate ship?
I don't know. You have to tell me about it.
Oh, no. It's a party boat. You get on it, right? You get on it for like an hour, 2 hours. You cruise through the harbor. And the idea is you sort of like yell at everybody because you're on a pirate ship and you're drinking and you're, right?
Right.
You get it?
I'll add it to the list. Okay.
They don't have that in Central Pennsylvania, do they?
No, nothing like that.
Alyssa, I hope you have a great time in Baltimore. It's always great to visit with you. And thanks for pointing us in the right direction and letting me know. Like when my wife bought this pen for me, she got it at Wise. Same pen I had like seventh grade. It's got four colors because like I run a business and it's more fun for me to write in different colors when I do different things. So she got this at Wise. And I said to her, if you can get the four-color awesome Bic pen at the Rob's Store 206 in Fullerton, that you could probably get a shovel at Y. I'm just saying. Now I'm going to say this to Rob. Rob's going to be like, I got a snow shovel over here for her right now. So, Alyssa, I appreciate you. Enjoy your visit, okay?
Thank you.
B&O Railroad, the Museum of Industry, downtown, German Christmas Village. Make sure you get the potato pancakes over there, too. They had spiked hot chocolate. The real Santa Claus was there with reindeer. It was big, big, big doings here in Baltimore. We appreciate our relationship with our friends at Wise Markets. When my ice cream's not melting, I actually hold up my Wise scooper. See, I knew I was going to make a mess. I don't know how wise this conversation is when I'm dripping ice cream all over myself, but I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop eating Wise premium ice cream and making a mess all over the studio.